Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. Alan Watts says, waking up to who you are requires letting go of who you imagine yourself to be. Have you ever heard the statement, just be yourself? I have, plenty of times, and it sounds like a pretty amazing thing to do. I know for myself, there's been plenty of times where I wish I could do just that. What I've wondered, though, is what it actually means. Like, what does it mean to be yourself? What if someone's a jerk to other people? Is it okay for them to just be themselves and go on being a jerk to everyone? How about a person who is fearful about being around others and they live more of a hermit-like life, avoiding people? In my quest to finding answers, I found it very much is a possibility to just be yourself. The person who's a jerk to others or the person who's afraid of being in social situations, in actuality, are not being themselves. Their real self is just being covered up with conditioned, fear-based thinking. Our true self is who we really are when we let go of all of the stories, all the labels, and the judgments. These are all things that we place on ourselves. It is who we naturally are without the masks, without pretentiousness. It is who we really are when we let the cloak fall onto the floor and we let go of the things that we've put on ourselves from other people. Everything else that we claim to be when we say, this is who I am, is only a story. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things or even steps that have helped me in uncovering my real nature, which is that being outside of these accumulated thoughts and beliefs I've collected over the last handful of years. They're things that I really find are useful, especially when I get in those moments where I feel like I don't recognize the person that's actually present, being myself. The first thing is getting in touch with your inner child. So if you ever watch small children play, you'd notice how free they are and how little they care about what other people think of them. They're able to just be themselves. They've not yet been socialized to, air quotes, fit in to society that, most of the time sometimes squashes that. So they don't care if people think that they're acting silly while they dance and in front of everyone or if the neighbors see or anything like that. Children are mostly just pure love and light. So if you really want to get in touch with your inner child, become freer, play, have fun, enjoy the moment. you know, practice your handstands in the front yard, just let yourself be free. So we play roles to fit into society and we suppress our true nature out of that fear of what other people may think. So if you find yourself worrying about being judged, just remember that is merely just the socialized you, not the real you. The second is to become more aware of your thoughts. So you may be shocked by the number of negative thoughts that run through your mind on any given day. I know I am. After so long, our reality begins to take shape based on all of these conditioned patterns, right? So we have the ability to become more aware of the quality of our thinking. And that's why meditation can be such a helpful tool. So allow yourself to sit quietly every morning before starting your day, even if it's just 5 minutes, 10 minutes is great. So yes, thoughts will come in and out and you'll just allow them to do what they do without getting attached to them. Just observe them. When you're finished, continue observing the mind throughout your day. We have so many unconscious beliefs that we have taken on over the years. Things were probably handed down by somebody else and that we believe to be who we are. You know, maybe it's something that somebody told you once or somebody who you really looked up to said something to you or somebody that you really liked. Becoming aware of the quality of your thoughts, letting go of the old beliefs, and becoming more present can help in revealing your true nature. We're all so much more than those old negative thinking patterns would ever allow us to believe. The last thing is to follow your intuition. So this is probably one of the most important factors of being yourself. I ignored my intuition for the longest time because I felt so obligated to others. Their happiness was more important than my own. I lived a life as a younger adult, wanting to get everyone's approval and wanting to get the glorification and the validation of the people that were around me, my boss, the people I worked with. And honestly, internally, I was so unhappy. So I tell you this from my own experience. When you start to follow those little nudges and those little urges that you get, you will have entered into a whole new realm. It doesn't mean that you'll never have these road bumps, you know, but when you're in alignment with your essence or your soul, you'll always be steered in the best possible direction. For me, I started following my intuition and I quit my job because I was miserable. And it was so out of character for me to actually be doing what I was doing. And nothing lined up. And I thank my intuition for that. I was able to land back on my feet. And within a few months, I was able to start the career that now I have. So before you go quit your job, you can begin with small things, such as just following through when you feel the urge to make a phone call or to research a new job or to take that workshop or to do that next training or to go to that retreat or send your resume somewhere. Just take a different route. You know, when you get into the habit of doing this with small things, it makes it easier for you to be able to do the big things and to create more trust. So how do any of these things help you be yourself? Because they help you be in alignment with your true nature. Your authentic self is the real you that is beyond all of those conditioned beliefs and thinking patterns that you have accumulated throughout your life. So think about that the next time you start to get into this place of not feeling yourself. It was a challenge because I cared so much about being accepted by others. So I would ask myself, how do I act right now if I had no care in the world, if I didn't care what anybody thought of me, and I realized that who I naturally am without anything else added is perfectly okay. So when you let go of these old ways of thinking, when you're able to follow your inner compass or follow your bliss and do what you love, you begin to align with this sense of happiness and peace. These are all indicators that you are connected with your true nature, right? So if you need a sign of being in that space, you'll know. You are then allowing your real self to shine forth in all its beauty and glory. So if you're inclined to share this with someone, maybe somebody you know who is needing to hear this, or maybe it's you, I'm grateful that you're here And I'm grateful that you're listening. And I hope that this helps in your journey to feel more confident and feel more radically loved.